So here we are for a whole hour.
I like this.
The lunchtime social debate. Not really a debate today.
No.
More of, basically we're just saying what
bit
guilty
of fun.
Pleasures.
Yes.
What guilty pleasures do you have in your vinyl display? I just want you to profile it to the other guys.
You should be the boy, not the girl.
Oh, I love her. She
Come
is
on,
the prettiest lady
on
the planet. She's Sally Ann Triplett. And I just love this. And I didn't know too many people that would actually have bought this particular song back in 82.
Oh, see. All this time I didn't get it.
One step
further
out. Oh, sharp. Look, we got calls coming through. Please take that off there, Sam. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Mark. It's Dave Baker. How are you?
Oh, Dave Babe. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right, guys. You?
Happy New Year, because it's been ages since we spoke to you last.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you.
Oh.
Seems a long time ago now.
Too blooming long. How are you anyway? You all right?
Yeah, not bad, are you?
Oh, we're all right. We're having a nice, easy day today because we're talking about guilty pleasures. And I bet you've got some guilty pleasures in your vinyl collection, haven't you?
You know what? I found one the other day, to
Go
be
on.
Fair.
Go on. Go on, what did you find?
He's gone.
Is he gone? Is he trying to play it? Are you still there, Dave Babes? Well, obviously he's not.
Yeah, was that guilty? He didn't want to tell us.
Hopefully he'll phone back at some point, but yeah. Oh, she's lovely.
I'm going to have to go home and play this.
Did you ever buy the album?
No.
Was there an album
no.
out?
No.
No, I see. So I don't think I've ever had such a massive crush on a girl as Sally Ann Triplett back in 1982.
I can see why, because we watched the video earlier,
she's
didn't
stunning.
We?
She's got little shorts. Anyway, there's enough about that. Let's see if Dave Babes is back on the phone. Hi. Hello? No, I reckon Dave Babes is having problems wherever he is. He's normally listening up there in Derby, so unfortunately, here you go. Oh, do you know what? She's wearing a short skirt and the cameraman is like underneath looking up. So you can see her knickers back in 1982. It's made my day there. It's poked me up. It's poked
bless
me up.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Hi, who's this?
It's me again, Mac. It's Dave Baker. Oh, sir, I missed you. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, don't lose us again. I was worried about you.
I'm in deepest North Wales today.
Oh, in North Wales?
So the signal is absolutely terrible up here.
Oh, well, it would be in Wales, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, guilty pleasures.
Yeah, in your vinyl collection.
Do you remember the Top of the Pops albums?
Yeah. Yeah, because they weren't real, were they?
They weren't sung by the right people, were they?
You're right, they were like sort of like the stuff that you get in like hotel receptions and that sort of stuff.
Was it Pickwick, wasn't it? Was it Pickwick?
Did
it?
Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you go into B&Q, that's what you hear. You hear the... I'm pretty sure it's done for a reason. You don't hear the proper versions of music if you go into B&Q, and it's almost like listening to a Top of the Pops album as it would sound today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. But I was actually clearing out the loft, actually, the weekend, and I was looking at a phone now, and I thought, oh, my God, did I actually buy that? And I remember something that my dad... I remember years ago, the advert was always on telly in the 70s. And my dad bought one. It was the... I think it was K-Tel, the record cleaner. And you sort of, like, put the... It was like a... I'm sure it was K-Tel. Oh.
K-Tel, yeah, no. It
was like a duster that went round with the record or something, wasn't it?
You put the record in it, sort of like rotated and cleaned the record.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a slipper for an LP, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I've still got one of those.
Does it work?
Do you know what? I haven't tried it, but I remember going to my two kids, actually, children, do you remember that? Well, in fact, you won't remember these. These are what we used to call LPs.
Yeah.
All I ever remember is all they've ever been used to is CDs.
Yeah, well, my 12-year-old, Dave, actually, probably about a year ago, when I was playing my LPs one rainy afternoon, she'd been off doing something else, and she came in and she went, "Cool, that's a big CD, Mum." She didn't even know what an LP was.
Absolutely. So, I think I've also got, well, I did know, I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, but do you know what? I think they're brilliant, the Wurzels.
Oh, Wurzels, yeah.
Did you buy it?
I'm pretty sure, because I used to like Combine Harvester as a kid, and my dad had bought me, I think it was like the best of or something like that for Christmas.
There we go.
Yay.
Ooh, your A-stack last night.
How marvellous, eh?
But you know what? Whenever I hear that song, for some whatever reason, I always think of Keith the Trucker.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He should have been in the Wurzels.
You know what I mean?
He's a modern Wurzel.
He's like the fifth Beatle, isn't he, you know?
How often do you get your vinyls out and play them?
Well, do you know what? I did it a couple of years ago, to be fair, and I actually converted them all to MP3s. I actually got into the modern age, but do you know what? I actually... converting them to MP3s, it's good just to listen back in the car on the iPod. And,
yeah.
You know, you still got all the crackle and stuff like that. And to be fair, I know a lot of people don't like that, but I think it just adds to it, to be fair.
Do you remember, Dave, when you were younger, trying to tape your LPs onto your cassette recorder so you could sort of listen to it upstairs in your bedroom and what have you?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
There's nothing like a scratchy sound of a cassette that you've taped off a record, scratching. I've still got all my cassettes as well.
Really?
I have, yeah. Yeah.
I bet you use a pencil as well, just to sort of like...
To tighten them up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely spot on.
Have you still got the cleaner for it as well? Because they used to have special cleaners. You used to put fluid on it, and they used to whip that through, because it was like... It looked like tissue paper. It wasn't. But you used to put these in, put the fluid in. And it would just clean your heads.
No, I used to use a cotton bud.
Yeah.
And then blow like hell.
Aftershave and cotton buds we used to use.
One of the things I did the other year when I was like downloading them to MP3s, I downloaded... The Human League, Dare, the album.
We were talking about that this morning, Dare.
I downloaded that to my iPod, and that's still got sort of all the sort of like the crackles and stuff like that. But I always remember as a child, like with LPs, you know, like on the centre circle, there used to be sort of like writing round.
It was
like an etching really on it.
Yeah.
And I used to just read that, and there was almost like... There's like messages on there.
Yeah, it's cryptic messages, wasn't it?
Yeah, if I remember rightly. Yeah. I want to go home and have a look for my vinyl collection now. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And some bands would do a little bit more than others.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they? They would put a little bit more, you know, picture sleeves and leave the messages on the...
Or put the words in. If they had the words in, that was fantastic, wasn't it?
Do you know what? I mean, it's not the same.
It's
when you
not
get
the same.
An
not at all. No.
Downloading an MP3
or a CD. It's not the same.
When was the last time you got an album out of its sleeve and dropped a needle? I'm talking flash now. I'm talking like, you know, dropping a needle. That's like cool talk, isn't it? But
yeah.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh, crikey! Do you know what? I reckon probably was a couple of years ago. To be fair.
Go on. What?
Drop the needle.
Yeah, you just put your record on. You got it out the sleeve and thought, wow, and then just put the needle on the record.
Do you know what it was? I think it was Pink Floyd. To be fair.
Which one?
Dark Side of the Moon.
All right, wow. 1973-ish, that was out originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, my dad tried... You see, at the time, my dad, my dad was always into sort of like Pink Floyd and stuff like that, and he's like, listen to this, son, this, because at the time I was always like, I'd say sort of like 76, 77, I was pretty much a punk. I was into like Sex Pistols and that sort of stuff, and listen to this, son, this will change the way of you music. And I was like, Dad, this is rubbish, you know. But actually now, when it was probably about 18 months, 2 years ago, listen to it now and you think, you know what, you were right, Dad, to be fair.
I mean, it's just, I remember getting the B.A. Robertson album out, okay, out of his sleeve, had all the words on the sleeves, and you'd sing along.
So you could sing.
And it was called Initial Success, and it was absolutely brilliant album from B.A. Robertson, and that was the last time I got, and I loved it. And do you know what I did? I did that exact same thing what you did, Dave. I put it onto MP3.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't played it since.
And it doesn't sound the same.
No, it's not the right. No, you've got to get it, because it's the whole thing. It's the whole shebang. You've got to get it out of the sleeve and you've got to put it on this. And you've got to read the sleeve notes.
You've got to put your own jumper sleeve over it to get the dust off. Because of the static.
I was talking about vinyl the other day to a friend of mine, and he was saying that, he said, I still buy me vinyl, you know, he said, and what have you. And I said, all right. He said, but I said, in the day, he said, I used to buy a load of White Label.
What's that? That's a drink, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, like they have like DJ releases and stuff like that?
Yeah.
He said, White Label, sort of like.
Oh, Queen, right, okay.
You know, like sort of like nightclub remixes and all that sort of stuff. And I haven't heard that phrase for absolutely years.
No, I haven't. Not until you just said it. No, that's.
There you go. You need to get down with it, Macca.
Yeah, we do. I'll tell you what, I'm going home to drop a needle later.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean inject myself with something.
The needle, after you'd played the record as well, always ended up with a furball on the end, didn't it?
Yeah, could do,
it
yeah.
Because it picked up all the muck off the record.
Did you have one of those things that the arm would come across and it would play about six or seven singles at once?
Double stacker, but sometimes it used to slip, didn't it? When you got to the second or third one, it'd start playing, and then the records all kind of sort of slipped off, didn't they? And it didn't play right.
Oh, wow.
You know, you're just saying there about the needle collecting all the rubbish, all the dust and what have you. It almost then begs the question why you need the K-Tel record cleaner.
The slipper for the LP.
Oh, do you know what? I could talk to you for hours now, Dave Babes. I really could. Thanks for being there.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thanks, Dave. See you later. Bye. That was Dave Babes. Dave Babes is he's in North Wales today. So we're asking the question: What vinyl collection? In your vinyl collection, have you got any like real guilty pleasures? We both, and I don't know anybody else that loves that song as much as I do.
I've also got a really, really, really guilty LP.
Go on.
And I'm so ashamed to say that I bought it.
Come on.
But I've still got it.
Don't tease us anymore.
Dawn, Greatest Hits.
Did they have more than one then?
There's a whole LP's worth.
Tie a yellow ribbon.
Yeah, and my mum used to borrow it off me.
What are you doing Sunday or what are you doing Saturday?
That's a good one. No one.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, wasn't it?
That's who it was. Greatest Hits of Tony Orlando and Dawn. But you're bought that with some birthday money.
you're more sad than I thought. All right, let's see if there's another phone call here. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
It's Keith. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, I heard the Dave,
fifth,
wasn't it?
The fifth member of the Wurzels.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember, you're talking about record players and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Bang & Olufsen, the one that had the linear tracking?
No.
Do you remember, it had an arm, like a laser arm, the needle, and it went straight across.
Oh, hang on, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like little dots around the actual turntable.
Right.
You had a strobe light, and you had to adjust it to get the, do you remember them?
When did they come out?
This is about the 70s, I think.
Oh, it was in the 70s, was it?
Yeah.
Because I know in the 1980s, I remember working in the pubs and clubs, and when I got divorced the first time, I got a payment out. I got a payout, and I got this, and I'd always wanted one of these decks, these twin decks that you used to go around doing your discos with, and it was like an automatic one where it would queue up the record.
Wow.
So you would put it on, and you put the arm on, and it would wind itself on.
Oh, right.
And then it was wind itself back and find where you're supposed to start the song. It was Citronic. It was a Citronic
thing.
Oh,
yeah, Citronic used to make a load of lights as well, didn't they?
Oh, that it was. I'll tell you what, I was the bee's knees. Yeah. I thought I was the bee's knees with that.
Yeah, because they also had an upright one. Do you remember that?
An upright, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You put your record on, you're looking at it, and it was going around like a wheel.
Yeah, no, that was weird.
Did that play?
Well, like a record player.
yeah, it played.
How did it play on that angle?
It was like a laser. Well, it was something they called linear something tracking or something.
Yeah.
And the arm stayed. The arm didn't move. It just stayed. It moved, but it didn't go like in a curve. It sort of went in a straight line across the top. And played the record to the middle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The arm actually stayed dead straight, but just travelled along like on a little runner.
How great is that? To have little things like that.
Yeah. Do you remember, Ian, how expensive they were at Bang & Olufsen? They were the Rolls Royce of record players, weren't they?
God, how much was it then?
Oh, crikey, back in the 70s, you're talking about a couple of hundred quid, or 300 quid.
See, my Citronic was probably about £700 back in about 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's quite a lot of money for back then, isn't it?
Yeah, do you remember also the floppy discs?
I had a floppy disc off of...
7-inch floppies?
Yeah, I had a 7-inch floppy. I got it off Smash Hits.
That's it? You had all sorts of... I had a mix. It was a David Bowie mix.
Right.
And it was all his hits in the 70s and whatnot, but it was a 7-inch single, and they all sort of mixed into each other, you know. It was a floppy disc.
I'll tell you what, I've still got it. It's a Squeeze song, it's on green, it's green clear stuff, and it is like you say, you pick it up and it's all floppy.
Yeah.
And it, it's nothing worse than picking up a record.
If you drop the needle, mate, it made on it.
Oh, I'll tell you, the song's called Wrong Way, and it was, Jules Holland would have played on it as well, and I got it from Smash Hits. A green floppy, nothing worse than a green floppy disc,
it was
is there?
It's like holding a blinking, it was so thin you could literally waggle it, couldn't you?
Oh, you could waggle it.
Yeah. You could waggle your 7-inch floppy.
Get him off!
And the reason why that Alison's gone all quiet is because she's actually killing herself at the idea of a floppy.
A 7-inch floppy being waggled.
Being waggled, yeah. Thanks for being there, Keith.
Before you go, mate, give me pleasures.
Go on.
If you can imagine 1975, flying around on a motorbike and sidecar, and going in the pub, going to the jukebox and putting... I was born with
a smile on my face. Da, da, da,
da, da, you know, covered in studs, covered in levers, covered in chains. We're going to put that on the jukebox.
Singing along to Stephanie DeSites.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't she die last year?
I don't know, mate. No, it was Lindsay DePaul, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Lindsay DePaul,
yeah. Stephanie, she's another good one, mate.
Rock Bottom. Where were you? Rock Bottom.
Oh, I didn't like her.
Yeah, but that was another guilty pleasure. That was a European...
the Eurovision songs, they were all guilty pleasures, weren't they? Oh. Another one I liked was Power by Cliff Richards.
Power to All Our Friends.
Power to the Boys Who Play Rock and Roll. Oh. Made My Life So Cool, somehow,
it? Yeah, no, I love that song. You're absolutely right. They are the guilty pleasures. We played
of course,
this.
One of the other ones was my... Is Demis Roussos.
Mum loved him.
Sadly went last week,
yeah, sadly.
Yeah. Forever and ever.
My mum had his LP.
That bloke.
We'll be the one.
Someone was pinching him hard.
And run away. Sorry about it.
You sound just like him, actually.
No, you didn't. No, you really
didn't. I like him sometimes as well. Well, I need is a caftan. Yeah, whatever happened to our, what do you call it? Our remix.
Oh, the bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Oh, do you know what? I'll dig that out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I will dig that out. We
bang,
did that about
bang,
a year ago,
the
didn't we?
Foe.
I might even find it today, actually, because that was funny. That was one of the funniest memories
it was
of last
off the
year.
Top, wasn't it, mate? It was. From nowhere.
It was.
And it started.
I'll see if I can dig it out either today or tomorrow, Keith.
All right, mate. All the best.
Thanks for being there,
mate. See you later,
Alan.
Bye. Cheers, bye. Okay, if you do want to call, you can 240666, or you can message us on Facebook. You can have a look on my Facebook page. You're now on Facebook, and you can actually you can email as well, studio@vectusradio.com. And here we go.
Word to all our friends.
Oh, I'm foot tapping already.
To the music that never ends. To the people we want to be.
I'm going to turn Cliff down because I'm better.
Baby, power to you and me.
There's one old man spends his life
making jam.
No, he doesn't.
Caring for the bees.
Power to the bees.
There's one old lady,
my mum,
making wine. The wine tasted fine,
and now she's power completely trolley.
Power to the boys who played rock and roll and made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, yes, I'll get to me. Power to all our friends.
Foot tapping. You should see the soppy dance that he's doing in this video. I've always said I love Cliff.
He was
the music,
great.
But hey, don't do that dance. Don't dance.
Plowing in the valley.
There he is, he's plowing in the valley.
See, I know all the words. That's really bad.
One more chorus, one more chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Power to the sun. Power to the boys who played rock and roll and made my life so sweet. And to the girls I knew before, and those I've yet to meet. Power to all our friends. To the music that never.
You'll have all in your shoes.
Oh, do you know what? I'm loving this. I'm loving this. So, guilty pleasures, that's what we're doing today, and we may get John in a moment to ask him what his guilty pleasure is. Have you got, because I used to love Bucks Fizz as well.
Yeah, I've got a Bucks Fizz album.
I've got the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Run for Your Life. I love Run for Your Life.
Yeah.
I might chuck that on in a moment, all right? Yeah. So we might.
Their Eurovision one was good.
I didn't see, I don't like that.
Didn't you like
it? No, I didn't like that. That was too silly.
I remember reenacting that at Shanklin Youth Club as part of a dance competition.
Have you noticed that John's just got his coat on and he's now leaving?
He's off.
He doesn't want to be part of the show.
No.
He's embarrassed. He's absolutely embarrassed. Look at that. It was a get out. He'd be going at the road saying, power
dances,
to...
he was dad dancing.
All right, okay. So go on, give me another song then. Give me another... Hang on, pick a finish. Right, that was Cliff then from 19... And that was a Eurovision thing. It's funny, all these, a lot of these songs are Eurovision entries. Do you think there's, you know, there's obviously a lot of cheesiness about it. Do you feel like you can't like a Eurovision song?
No, because I did like quite a few of them.
See, I didn't like Making Your Mind. I mean, it's just one of those songs, but there's one on there. There's two songs that I like from there. They did a version called Heart of Stone, which appeared on Record Breakers, okay, and it was back in about 1988, and they went into the studio, they recorded the song, they pressed it, and then they got it to Radio 1 and played it all within about half an hour.
Yeah, I remember doing it.
And that was Heart of Stone, and it wasn't a massive hit, but it should have been. But Run For Your Life was just one of my favourite songs ever. Let's see if I can find that one, because I'm a big Bucks Fizz kind of man.
Are you?
And I had a snog once off of Cheryl Baker. Cost me a fiver.
You had to pay her?
Yeah, we she was doing charity kisses. And I said, oh, look, fiver's love. Fiver's worth all at once.
See, I kissed Mike Nolan at Jack Up the 80s last year.
Hey, are you, see?
But he looked like a waxwork.
I thought he was going to say that.
he didn't look anything like I remembered.
I wonder what you were going to say. God, you know what? I'm looking at a picture of Bucks Fizz now, and this is from about 1984, and they look so young.
Yeah. Well, they were, weren't they? Yeah. It was 30-odd years ago.
Your life. Oh, they're doing all that dancing now. Okay, guilty pleasures then. So we're just going to read out a couple of messages from people that have got in touch with us. Guilty pleasures. Pyro Rock Monster Petty says he had the Musical Youth album. I had the Musical Youth album.
I never had the Musical Youth album.
I loved Musical Youth. I wanted to be in the band.
Did you?
I wanted to be in Musical Youth.
You were the little one, weren't you?
Yeah, I could have been anyone they wanted me to be. But do you remember there was Pass the Dutch Sheep on the left-hand side?
Yeah.
Made number one.
And that was really it, wasn't it?
No, then they had Dennis, come back on my apple pie. And this, it was the youth of today.
See, but why would someone run off with an apple pie?
Well, because they would, wouldn't they? You know, it was the done thing. They actually did a hit with Donna Summer. play it in a minute, but anyway, the Musical Youth, yeah, Magical Memory. I've still got it on vinyl. It's in mint condition. There was a song, My Name's Bond. It starts off, My Name's Bond, Brooke Bond. It starts off.
Was that the Monkees?
No, this was the Musical Youth. They're on their album. There are loads of hits on their first album. There was one called Heartbreaker. There was 007. There was Past the Duchy. There was Diddy's, come back with my apple pie. That one as well. Sue Grant says, oh dear, this is the ultimate guilty secret nestling between Chopin, Vivaldi, Muddy Waters, Spanky Wilson, Cream, Groundhogs and King Crimson and other such legends. Maybe, may well be a copy of the Osmonds.
Oh yeah, the Osmonds.
The Osmonds. My mum used to say about the Osmonds, you could turn the sound down, or not the sound, you could turn the brightness down, and you would just see their teeth going across the screen. So we've got to dig out some Osmonds.
And she's got David Cassidy. David Cassidy and the Partridge Family LP.
All right, let's type. Which one do you want? David Cassidy first or the Osmonds?
Either.
Which one?
Either.
Which one?
Either.
When you think of the Osmonds, which one do you think of?
Crazy Horses.
Do you know what? I was thinking exactly the same thing.
I love that song.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Because you can do the horse noise, can't you?
Wow, 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 wow. There you go,
mate. Come on, then, do it. This sounds quite trendy, doesn't it?
Oh, this ought to be on the Friday Rock Show.
Yeah, but this sounds quite trendy, the intro.
Here he sounds like the Wurzel, doesn't he? Crazy horses. It's all morning, it's every tongue got to stop them crazy horses on the run. What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky, yeah! We see horses on that ride, it's under you and I. Dippy hairdo.
Go on.
Crazy horses! Wow!
Oh, they were great, weren't they?
They were.
They don't look like Mormons. When they're on stage, they're really going for it. All right, I've got another one for you. Roughly ran about the same sort of time. Where's your mama gone? Where's your mama gone? Where do babies go? Chicory chicken, baby gone. No. They were called Middle of the Road,
Middle
Chirpy
the road,
Chirpy
yeah.
Cheap Cheap.
Yeah.
1971, pop pickers.
I was
three.
You liar.
All right, the phone's ringing, so take another call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
See, I think we're having too much fun.
Right, we don't need callers.
That, he just played a minute ago, Osmonds.
Yeah.
He's probably already played that.
Has he?
He plays some dodgy stuff at times.
Well, that to me is just one of the ultimate rock tracks.
It sounds really good, though, now.
Yeah. If you forget who it is, you could probably headbang to it and get your air guitar out, but it wouldn't be the done thing, of course.
You must have some dodgy songs in your record collection.
Oh, I probably have. You talk about the Eurovision Song Contest. I've got every Eurovision Song Contest album since about 2002.
Now, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It is a bit, isn't it? Yeah.
Let's go out and do something else.
My collection is just huge, and I've got some ridiculous stuff on there. I've probably got Ernie there somewhere, I expect.
Ernie!
Yeah, Benny. Oh. Benny Hill.
I got lots of these compilation albums. I got some of these DJ CDs from somewhere, one of these iffy sites. You know these CDs, the people that do mobile discos and that? I've got a set of 100 CDs from one of these iffy sites. It says not for public sale. Only for promotional use. And I got about 100 discs, and it's got so much stuff. I think I've got the one with Convoy and all stuff like that, and all sorts of dodgy stuff.
Convoy, Convoy. I just got to prove to you that I wasn't lying earlier on. All right, have a listen. Hopefully this will play.
Dennis, come back with my apple pie.
There you are. Oh, I bet that brings back memories.
Where's Dennis
for you,
going with the apple pie?
I don't know. He's
he's off.
Yeah. Do you know what?
I'm fogging it.
Dennis, come back on my apple pie. I love that bit. That to me was
do
the best
again.
Bit of the song. Dennis, come back on my apple pie. Oh, I love that. I love musical youth. I wanted to be in the band. I was old enough. You know, they had about a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old, and the other two guys, they were probably about 13, 14. But I could have slotted right in the middle there. You know, I could have been part of the band.
Yeah, I once went out and had a few beers and came back with a copy of a 5-star CD.
Oh, I've got 5-star CD.
5-star?
5-star tape I've got.
Yeah, with the English version of the Jackson 5.
Don't you think there's levels of... When you mentioned 5-star and you brought the whole mood down, because I look at 5-star and I think that's not a guilty pleasure. That's just,
it is. It's
that's
awful.
Just guilty. There's no pleasure there at all.
But actually, their tunes, they were really good.
Mm.
They were.
I got rid of it now.
Well, I haven't. I've still got mine. See, it's under the bed.
I thought they were just a bit too serious. They weren't like, you know, the fun stuff that we're talking about. Bardo and Musical Youth and Bucks Fizz and the Wurzels and the Osmonds. 5-star were just a little bit too serious.
Yeah.
Don't you think? You brought the whole mood down, the pair of you. I'm sorry, but you have. You've ruined
I just
it.
Think that
we've mucked up his apple pie.
They're awful 5-star. Absolutely awful. Yeah. It's not something you need to have, and you've got a rock collection.
Perhaps it's a girl thing, then.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, Connie Francis. I just going for what I got. I got a Connie Francis CD on
what,
my
you
computer.
Have?
Yeah.
Oh, shame on you.
Who bought you that?
I got it. I probably downloaded it. I download most of my stuff.
I can't believe you got a Connie Francis album. Not just a single. You got a whole album. Have you ever played it?
I have a random place possible. Dean Freeman.
And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
I've got Denise Williams here. That's not something you'd have in a rock collection.
No, that's kind of true, yeah.
Diana Ross, Dionne Warwick, Dionne Warwick's Lynn.
I love Diana Ross. Diana Ross is good.
Diana Ross ain't a guilty pleasure,
no,
though, is it?
I like Diana
Ross. Doris Day, so I've got Doris Day as well.
Yeah?
I'm blowing my credibility away
here. I'll tell you what, you're not doing much for it, are you? Doris Day and Connie Francis?
In the same room?
You sound like you should be about 85.
I know. I'm an avid collector. Sometimes if I see something, I grab it. I've got Elaine Page.
Are you going through them now while you're talking to us?
Yeah, I'm scrolling down my list.
Okay, scrolling down your list.
I've got all my music on the hard drive. I tend to go for MP3 downloads, and everything's on. I've got a 2 terabyte hard drive with all my music on, and I think I've got something like 132,000 tracks in iTunes now.
We ain't got time to go for all them.
Not unless you've got the extended version of the phone in.
You message at Lunchtime Social, if you please.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Can we do this? Can we muller this? Who's doing what?
Nothing is so good it lasts eternally.
No, it's not Barbara Streisand. Barbara Dixon.
That's the idea.
It's gonna get better. I got a funny feeling we can all join in on this.
Have you got a hairbrush?
No, it's just the way I'm sat.
Wanting far
ready?
Too much for far too long.
She's got lovely hair. I quite fancy Elaine Page. That's a guilty pleasure, isn't it?
Could have played it differently. One a few more moments.
Can't hear you, Phil.
I'm not very good at singing, not unless it's a rock tune.
Says you. You've got Connie Francis in your record collection.
I know, it's dodgy. I just have a look. I've got 131,922.
Go on, Phil.
Tracks.
You're missing your bit.
Wasn't it
good? Good.
Wasn't it fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He won't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me. More security.
See, and I need my fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well.
Phil, I can't hear you, Phil.
Oh, no, I'm not singing, no.
Hey, look, thanks for your call there, mate. All right.
All right, well, nice to speak to you.
And you. And I know that we were going to do a phone-in on or a lunchtime social on music and B-sides, and we could still do that, all right?
Yeah, because I'm hopefully changing my job soon, so I'll hopefully have the time to come in at some point.
Well, don't say that, because otherwise they might sack you, the other lot.
Oh, they already know. I told them yesterday, because they supplied all right. The references.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Phil, and hopefully you can come in and do that live, can't you?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, mate. Cheers. Bye. What have we got here? David Bowie. I could find you a David Bowie song. I've got to do one more chorus of this because I was enjoying myself. Hopefully you're singing along at home. But I was never so much younger. Yeah. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good? So good. Wasn't it fine? Isn't it madness? He won't be mine. Didn't I know how it would go if I knew from the start? Why am I falling apart? Wasn't he good? Wasn't he fine? Madness! He won't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than before. Security, fantasies, and freedom. You know him so well. It took time to understand him. Guilty Pleasures. Do you know what? I fancy Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon as well now. I've gone back in time. I never did at the time. Anyway, look, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more guilty fantasies. I was going to say pleasures.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com. While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
White Office Equipment, we pride ourselves with being able to offer genuine inks from the major manufacturers at very competitive prices. If you can find the same ink anywhere on the island cheaper, then we want to know. As well as original ink, we also offer a range of competitive inks. We're at the High Street in Sandown, opposite Sainsbury's. Come and see us or call 400-045. That's 400-045. She's got the look.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the Four Piece Project. 11 to 19 year olds are welcome to the course. The course is 100% free and it contains podcasting, learn it, upload it, say it, mean it, talk to it, presentation, know it, promote it, make it, create it. And that's just the surface of the project. Come along to the Riverside Centre in Newport and contact Macca at ian.mac@vectusradio.com. All we hear is
Radio Gaga. Hello, it's Darren Fernando here.
Yes, I can hear the drums. I just popped in to tell you about the evening event, just to remind you to join me on this very radio station. It's an event, you see, which takes place in the evenings between 5 and 7pm. We have lots of fun, play lots of music, a bit of banter. There's One Moment in Time, my record of the week, and The Word is Out. Plus, Business Insight on Mondays between 6.20 and 20 to 7. So it's your show, listen in, join me if you can, Monday to Thursday, 5 to 7. The evening event, only here on Vectis Radio.
This is Vectis Radio. Contact us on Skype at vectis.radio.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
I was walking down the high street,
high street,
when I heard footsteps behind me.
Clip clock, clip
and
clock.
And there was a little old man,
hello,
scarlet and grey, shuffling away. Well, he trotted back some.
Don't you like this?
No, I don't.
I love this. No. I don't matter how many times I hear this, I just love this song.
His dummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. Oh, to report you to the gnome office. I'm a laughing gnome.
Do you know what, that was originally released in about 1967. It wasn't a hit until the 70s, and it was done on Decca.
It does make you
label.
Smile.
It does. You,
it
you,
does.
You'll be wanting to hear that again and again.
No.
You will. I've got another one for you, and let's just it's already been mentioned, and this is another one of those guilty pleasures where you can't help. Oh, hang on a minute. It's one of those you've got to skip it in 4 seconds. Here we go. Skipped. Here we go.
You could hear your feet as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he
drove
the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there three times every week.
Lucky bloke.
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Now there's so many. We should do Guilty Pleasures Part 2 at some point.
Yeah.
All right? Vinyl,
yeah,
Guilty
definitely.
Pleasures Part 2. Now I've got loads here that I want to play, and they don't come much cheesier and more guilty than this.
Year. Peters and Lee, not only their first big hit record, but at the same time they had a fantastic Royal Command performance. Let's hear them sing now the one that got them to number one, called Welcome Home.
That's Peters. Tony Blackburn with his plums in his mouth.
Yeah. There.
I'm surprised he ain't been arrested for that.
I'm so alone, my love, without you.
Bom, bom, bom.
You're part of everything I do. When you come back,
we're waiting for the chorus, all right?
These are the words I'll sing to you.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Welcome.
Come on in and close the door. Ready? This is another one of my favourites. This was used to be in my record collection. I knew all the words. Mr. Chaz and Dave. Pleasing you. ring any bells?
I should have known it all along. Oh, darling, there ain't no pleasing you. You only had to say the word, and you knew I'd do it. You had me where you want to be. Wait for it, and you went and blew it. You're not supposed to.
Now everything
I ever done,
I ever done,
was only done for you,
was only done for you. But now you can go and do just what you want to do.
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you,
a fool no more. You've done it once too often. What do you take me for? Oh darling, there ain't peace in you.
And you seem to think that everything I ever did was wrong. I should have known it all along. No pleasing you.
You only had to say the word. It's a long song.
It is.
You knew I'd do it.
You had me where you wanted me.
But you went and blew it. Now everything
I ever done,
I ever done,
was only done for you,
was only done for you. But now you can go and do
one
just what you wanna do.
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you,
'cause I ain't gonna be made to look a fool no more.
Big finish.
You've done it once too often. What do you take me for?
Oh, darling, this is award-winning radio. There ain't no pleasing you.
Yeah, if you think I don't mean what I say, I'm
only bluffing.
You got another thing coming, I'm telling you that for nothing.
Oh, darling, I'm leaving.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I kind of know that song, called All the Way Through.
So but, did I. I surprised myself.
All right, we've got another one coming your way. The big finish. It's 5-1. Please, no more calls.
We're having too much fun without the calls.
Maybe we should do an encore. We've never done an encore on this show before. And I very much doubt it'll be today either. So this is another song that we're going to play out with. Okay, you'll like this one. Come on, this is Guilty Pleasure.
Green grass, not to tell what you were. Whispering grass, say, you can't keep your word. Keep your word, sing lofty.
Why do you whisper?
We can't go out on a limp.
No, this is limp lettuce at its best. Let's remember what this is all about.
Did you actually buy it? I wanted to, and when I got there, they were sold out. Honestly, that's the true story.
Have you never got
I've
it
got
since?
The happy days. No,
I bet you're so glad
and they
now.
Were absolutely, they were sold out. And there's another one here, another roughly around about the same time. Laurel and Hardy. No. Do you remember Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah.
And my brother had this. This is
Under a Warm Twin Star.
This was Lee Marvin. You remember Lee Marvin?
No.
Do you know what? Back in the 70s, they had some really, really naff number ones, didn't they? And they don't come much bigger than this, but I remember buying this. Remember this old thing? Brian and Michael. Brian and Michael.
Oh, Matchstick Men.
Oh. You got to do the accent, all right?
Okay.
It painted Salford, smoke it up some.
Hey, old lad, where's your flat cap?
And parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street as he painted kids who had out on the feet. The clothes they wore had all seen better days.
And he painted.
Now they said his works of art were dull. No room or wrap, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matched up men in boots and clubs. And Lowry said that's just the way they'll stay.
Just the way they'll stay.
And he painted
matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. Hey up, lad.
He painted kids on the